This is Sturgeon's Law number 77, Sturgeon's Law without a net, some news, some plugs, and some awesome, awesome music.
90% of everything.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Thank you, Mr. Example, and welcome back, everyone, or welcome if it's your first time, to Sturgeon's Law. I'm hoping pretty soon that we will have a number of first-time visitors. And to explain why, let me back up and tell you about how the 100K Play contest at PodcastReady.com turned out. We didn't win. I do want to say that up front. I didn't expect to win. I do appreciate the help that people gave me by joining the site and doing the various things that I asked. We did get honorable mention number one of two honorable mentions, which won us 10,000 downloads. So instead of 100K play, we won a 10K play, which could be a great thing. And I think it will be a great thing. According to the site, in the coming weeks, they'll be inserting our podcast feed into the default subscription lists of, and I quote, millions of podcast-ready enabled devices from Kobe, SanDisk, iRiver, Cowan, and many others. I use a SanDisk and an iRiver, so that sounds really cool to me. 10,000 downloads. Well, it seemed to me that I should probably do a show. Of course, it wouldn't be me if I didn't decide to fiddle around with how I made the show just in time for a bunch of people to possibly come check it out. That's right, I'm doing Sturgeon's Law without a net, and you can probably already tell. That is to say, the current biggest delay in doing new shows has been writing the scripts for them. Now, when I do other public speaking, I don't use full scripts. I find them stifling. Instead, I use outlines or notes or whatever. For Sturgeon's Law, for some time, I've used full scripts. So I decided to ditch the scripts, and I'm going straight from the outline that I usually create in Google Notebook when I gather information and news reports and all that good stuff that I do the show from. So, well, we'll see how this goes. So again, if you're new, welcome, and enjoy the ride as I try and sort out this way of doing things. If you're an old-time listener, then I take you for granted. No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, let's get on with some content. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser. Then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com. Cooler than an iPhone, and $600 cheaper. Time as usual for a few news items. The Doctor Who series has been renewed for Series 5. And you may ask, what about Series 4? Well, Series 4 has been a given for some time, and will have David Tennant, and we've talked about it some in the past, I think. Series 5, interestingly, is not going to be in 2009, it's going to be in 2010. Now, let's back up and say, this Christmas, there will be a special episode, as there has been the last two Christmases, this one with David Tennant and Kylie Minogue. So, that's December 2007. Series 4, which has been in production since the midsummer, will show up on TV in the spring of 2008 in Britain, and probably shortly thereafter on American TV and the Sci-Fi Channel. There will be another Christmas special for Christmas 2008. Now, in 2009, there won't be a regular series. Instead, there will be three specials that will star David Tennant, and Russell T. Davies will be writing those. More details probably forthcoming when we get much closer to 2009. And then the full-length fifth series, about which we know basically nothing, will transmit in 2010. For example, will David Tennant be around for the fifth series? Hard to say. The scuttlebutt was, previously, when it was revealed that he had a stage gig doing Hamlet with Patrick Stewart, as I recall, in 2009, that would pretty much wrap things up. But since there's not going to be a series in 2009, Hard to say. Okay, next item. You know from a recent episode that I'm a fan of Legion of Superheroes from way back, but maybe not quite this way back, although of course I've read them and have reprints. 41 years ago, in 1966's Adventure Comics number 346, the Legion of Superheroes, as I recently revealed, was written by a 14-year-old named Jim Shooter, who later became editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics and did various other comic ventures. But, as I say, he got his start writing Legion of Superheroes as barely a teenager. Well, guess what's coming up? Jim Shooter's return to the Legion. That's right, 41 years later, in 2007, Jim Shooter returns as writer for the Legion of Superheroes. I believe with issue number 37, won't swear to it, but there you go. I am certainly very interested in this. Jim Shooter created so many fixtures of the Legion, characters like Karate Kid, Pharaoh Lad being the first casualty of the Legion of Superheroes, Princess Projecta, Nemesis Kid, you name it, the Fatal Five, I mean, just a classic element of the Legion, Mordru, their toughest villain, and the concept of the Adult Legion, just things that I would associate as being, you know, inseparable from the Legion of Superheroes comics. So, Shooter's stuff was fundamental, and to have him return to the comic is very interesting. Now, I have to say that over at Marvel, I've read some of Chris Claremont's more recent mutant comic stuff, Chris Claremont being, of course, the classic writer of the new X-Men from the 70s, and I haven't been all that taken with it. So, you know, I keep that in mind. But, nevertheless, I'm excited about this, and hopefully you are too. Harry Potter. Do I have your attention yet? Well, it's not a big deal, I guess, but the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix DVD is now on the schedule for a December 11th release. Now, that will be a two-disc special edition, a widescreen release, a full-screen release, a Blu-ray, and an HD DVD, covering all bases. They list a whole bunch of different features that will be on the two-disc special edition, as well as a Blu-ray and HD DVD. 10 minutes of never-before-seen footage, documentaries, featurettes, a wacky tour of the Order of the Phoenix stages, you name it, the usual good stuff. So that's something to look forward to. December 11th release, of course, means what a great Christmas present, right?
Hey, if it's crud, don't bring it round here. You're listening to Sturgeon's Law.
I can't help but notice how I'm going a bit longer than I would ordinarily when I'm not scripted. Well, go figure. I do want to sneak in a couple of plugs, and then I have a TV series that you probably haven't heard of that you really should know about, so we'll talk about that. The two plugs are, first, for a fairly new book out, Carnal Knowledge, A Naval Gazer's Dictionary of Anatomy, Etymology, and Trivia by Charles Hodgson. Charles Hodgson should be known to podcast fans as the podcaster of Podictionary. Now, if you don't know about Podictionary, shame on you. You should be listening to it. It's a daily, I think it's fair to say, with several hundred, I couldn't tell you, I think number 600 came out recently, installments of it. Each day he does a word and gives the etymology of it. It's just a few minutes long. They're just right. I really like that size and that format, and I've always been a fan of Podictionary. Charles was nice enough to send me a copy of Carnal Knowledge, since I had talked about Podictionary on here before, and I was rude enough to have not read it yet, so I can't really give you the whole Sturgeon's Law treatment on it, although I have to say that my expectation is that it's going to be a great read. So this is a plug instead for a fellow podcaster and a swell guy. Check out his book. I am sure you will enjoy it. The other plug is, well, this is kind of a strange story to me. There's a fellow named, I'm going to butcher his name, for which I apologize, Federico Zimmel, who is a comic book penciler from Argentina. Now, some years ago, Federico found my name on a forum. I couldn't tell you for positive which one, possibly Warren Ellis's The Engine forum. I really don't know, but Federico had gotten wind that I have written a comic script before, and was wondering if I was looking to employ a penciler, which I was not, because I can't afford to do that, neither then nor now. However, I did look at his pencils, and I was very impressed with them. Now, Federico has done a fair amount of professional work since then, and has mailed me from time and again over the intervening months and years, just, you know, to let me know that he's still doing stuff, he still looks for work, just checking in to see if I'm interested, and so I can see his newer material. And I have to tell you, he contacted me in the last couple of months, and I went and looked again, and he just gets better and better. So this plug is saying, if you might, or you might know someone else who might, hire a comic book penciler for a job, have a look at the link in the show notes to Federico's site with his work. I think you'll be very impressed. Okay, I promised you a TV show, and a TV show you shall have. This is a British show that is just started its fifth series, as they call it in Britain, and it is QI, which stands for Quite Interesting. Nominally, QI is a quiz show hosted by the man of so many talents, Stephen Fry, the modern Renaissance man. It has a rotating panel, although one of them is always Alan Davies, star of the British show Jonathan Creek, among other things. And I have to tell you, the quiz show part is really just an excuse for a bunch of comedians, for the large part, and funny people, witty people in general, to get together and be funny and witty. It is a hilarious show, but it is an intelligent, hilarious show. And points are awarded not for being right so much as being interesting, and points are taken away for being obvious and dull. It, as is common with British shows, it is 12 or 13 episode series. As I say, the fifth one has just started. They are focusing on one letter per series, so this is the E series that has just begun. And they spend the last part of the show in what they call general ignorance, which doesn't have the letter theme to it. The show is hard to describe beyond this, but I want to tell you, if you can get your hands on it by one means or another, then I highly suggest that you do so. I think you're in for a laugh. Now, I do want to say that the language is probably, it's what you would call not safe for work, right? NSFW. So just be aware, you know, you might not want the kids around, and you might not want to watch it yourself based on that. That's up to you. It is, however, very funny, and I recommend it. Right, so let's end with some PodSafe music. I was going to play you a Thomas Dolby track, but you're going to have to wait for that because Chris Daly on Riding with the Window Down played a track I absolutely could not resist, prioritized it, had to make it the next thing that I played for you. Brian Setzer, the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and previously the Stray Cats, a fantastic rockabilly and swing musician, has a few tracks up on the PodSafe Music Network for promotional purposes. I love that. I know I hate the RIAA as much as the next guy. I really do. You know that. And yet, to have established musicians like this turn and use podcasts for their benefit, you know, there's no two ways about it. I'm playing this, and it's good. It gets a song out. It's good for Brian Setzer. But it's also good for me, because I get to share this with you, and that's fantastic. I wish more people would do it. So, enough about that. Brian Setzer's One More Night With You. Before I start the song, I want to say, first of all, make sure and notice what classical piece of music is being used for the melody here. And also, if you listen carefully, you will hear a reference to a particular line of guitars. And if you have a real ear for guitars, you will hear that particular guitar being used for a brief solo riff. Now, I want to say, if you know anything about Brian Setzer, you already should know what line of guitars I'm talking about, since he is their spokesman. Anyway, I love the guitars in question, so I had to point that out. Right now, Brian Setzer's One More Night With You.
Foreign car, movies in a funky bar and one more night with you. I don't need no voodoo charm, daddy's farm falls along. Ain't no thing can do me harm as long as you are true.
I don't need no mojo hex, bouncing checks, another X. Shuffle up and broker decks, I'm calling you.
I don't need no pinky ring, bottom bang, one more thing. Love the band that loves to swing. Get us out of town, double down, play around. All I need's a rockin' sound and one more night with you.
Once again, that was the fabulous Brian Setzer Orchestra with One More Night With You. And now that you've heard the song, I'll go ahead and say the melody, Hall of the Mountain King, the guitars, Gretsch.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
And that is going to wrap it up for Sturgeon's Law number 77. I do want to mention at this point that if you want to call in and leave voicemail on the show, you can't because K7 dropped my number. Yeah, that's right. And they don't do vanity numbers anymore. And frankly, I'm kind of sore about the whole thing. But looking at things another way, I realize, you know, the voicemail that was saved on K7 was pretty terrible sounding. And I didn't really enjoy inflicting it upon the podcast anyway. So I'm going to tell you what, we're going to do the modern age thing. If you want to send voicemail to the show, let me tell you to feel free to record some and email the file to me. Or use whatever one of those, you know, file uploading, sending sites you want. I don't even remember what they are off the top of my head. Maybe we'll set something else up in the future. If you have any ideas, by all means, email me, let me know. And if you want to talk about anything else, email me, surgeonslaw@gmail.com. Check out the website at www.surgeonslaw.com. All that good stuff. Drop by my live journal, rfrancis.livejournal.com, and we will check you out next time.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.